In today's gospel, we hear about sacrifice. In the lesson, we hear about faith. In the responsive reading, we hear about suffering. Sacrifice and suffering. That's what Jesus said he was set out to do. He would suffer. He would sacrifice his life so that he could rise again. And in doing so, give us life. That's commitment. Jesus had a lot of commitment to go to Calvary for us. We don't always understand that commitment. We can't understand that level of willingness, that sacrifice. We get some senses of it. But all the way to death, death on a cross, which means a painful and miserable death, Jesus believed, Jesus had faith, that it would all be all right. And so he could manage the suffering and the sacrificing. Peter didn't get that. He thought maybe he misunderstood Jesus. Maybe Jesus had misspoken. So he's arguing with Jesus like, no, Lord, this can't be. You're wrong, right? And Jesus rather forcefully says, no, you're wrong. Get behind me. This is what's going on. I really mean it. And he really did mean it. Because he really did do it. He suffered. He died. And then the good news is he rose again. We are committed Christians, you and I. People who say we're going to follow Jesus. The question then is, are we following Jesus to this level, to this degree? Dying, if you will, dying to ourselves. As Jesus says at the very end, deny themselves. Do you and I deny ourselves? Do we take up our crosses to follow him? In our faith, are we willing to sacrifice? Because that's what commitment means. Commitment to Jesus, to commitment to Jesus' way of laying down our lives for one another as Jesus laid down his life for us. For sacrificing, giving up what we might want for the sake of the kingdom. For the elevation, if you will, of our brothers and sisters, to raise them up, not on the last day, only on the last day, not only on the last day, but every day. Do the people that we meet, do we raise them up through the way that we live our life? Or do we selfishly push them down or selfishly raise ourselves up over them? It's a tough question. It's a tough commitment. Now, does that mean we're always going to have drudgery, miserableness? No. But it is saying that we really have to be conscientious and considerate of the other. And sometimes that means setting aside ourselves. You know, this can be kind of easy at times and really, really difficult at times. I mean, when you love your kid, when you love your spouse, for those of you who are married, for those of you who have kids, you know what I'm talking about. And yet sometimes it's not so easy to do it. I mean, I love my kids. Did I always love changing their diapers when they were babies? Do I always love everything they ask of me right now? I love my wife. Does that mean I love every argument that we have about? No. It means that there's times that I need to set aside myself for them. How about for the community? Do we set aside ourselves, our own comfort sometimes for the sake of the community? Think about what's on your face right now, that mask. Comfortable? Enjoyable? Are you glad you're wearing it? Well, you might be glad you're wearing it for the sake of the community. But for the comfortability, it's not safe. I mean, it's not comfortable. It is safe. Oh, there was a big mess up. We're wearing that mask for the sake of others. I mean, it protects us too, but it protects others. And that's a sacrifice. We've been asked to sacrifice for others for the last year. And honestly, I think we probably wouldn't have had to do it for so long had we all embraced this sacrifice, been willing to sacrifice a little bit more, or a lot more in some people's instances, early on. We might not have mutations. We certainly wouldn't have had it last this long. But some people just aren't willing to do it. I had to return something at Menards the other day. Normally I order everything online and pick it up in the back now. Just do the curbside type of thing. But I had to do a return, so I went in. And it was a little later in the morning than I like to go. Usually when I go, I'm there early enough that nobody else is there. There was somebody else there. And he was a taller, bigger guy. He had his mask on, but it was down below his nose, which does absolutely no good because he's breathing through his nose. I mean, it does some good. We're not putting out the moisture droplets and such like that as much through our nose as we are with our mouth. And I'm sure that part of the reason the mask wasn't up over his nose is because he doesn't have a mask that's big enough to stretch from his chin to his nose. But we're in the 10th month of this at the time. And because, you know, sacrifice for me a little bit. Sacrifice for my wife a little bit. Get a mask that fits so that you can wear it properly so that there's less chance of you carrying this and sharing it with me, and then I carry it home with my wife. And maybe I'm being a little too particular here. Maybe one could say that I need to sacrifice my, for lack of a better word, righteousness a little bit. But it's just, we're into it so long already, and we're all so tired of it. Fortunately, it seems like just a little bit more and we'll be there. But that is a little bit more sacrificing. And not just to pick on the pandemic or pick on this person or anyone else who, I know that there are complications with wearing masks. And I know we're tired of sacrificing. But I think it's a kind of a good image, a good icon, a good illustration of what are we willing to do for others. I mean, I won't drive on the left side of the road because there's others who need to drive on that side of the road. I'm willing to sacrifice. I'll stay on that side. You know what? I really don't like clothes. Well, 2 weeks ago when it was 20 below zero, I like clothes, yes. But when it's warm out, I don't like clothes. But, you know, for the sake of the community, I'll wear clothes. Aren't you glad I don't show up here all summer in my birthday suit? I put on clothes? Yeah. For your sake, not for mine, right? It's just, you know, these things that we do, we're willing to do. I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom. For your sake, so that if I'm touching other things, if I shake your hands, it's after I'm clean, you know? I do all sorts of different things. We all do different things. But here, we're being asked by Jesus, take it back to the gospel. What do we do to become a blessing for others? What do we do to raise others up? Do we take time to listen, to call, to reach out? Do we take time to to listen, to raise them up, to understand, to have empathy. Every day in our practices, in our tasks, in our thoughts, we're called to follow Christ. And that means to love Him with all our heart, mind, and soul. And that means to love others. It's to love ourselves. What do we need to give up in our life so that we can love ourselves or love others better? In a holy way, not in a selfish way. And if you know what it is, you know, that little voice in the back of your head or in your heart that's like knock, knock, knocking. I've got those voices. I know what it is. I don't always want to take it on. In fact, some of those things I never want to take on. I just want to keep doing it my own selfish way. How are we going to get to it then? Well, we're going to get to it by the grace of God, literally. We need God's graces to be able to follow Christ, to be true to our commitment. Our Lenten practices that we are doing, the extra praying, the extra studying, the extra almsgiving, the fasting that we're doing, whether it's from food or from activity or whatever, or maybe it's something we're adding on, all of these are practices, as I was saying on Ash Wednesday, to open up those channels of God's grace to us so that we can more closely follow Jesus, so we can resemble Him more in our daily lives. So let's open ourselves up to God's grace. Let's be empowered by His Spirit. Let's hear and see the example of Jesus, our Savior. Day by day, we need these graces so that day by day we can follow in His ways. Let's pray that we can have these graces. Let's pray that we can be open to them. We know that God's showering them down upon us. We just have to be receptive of them. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our community, for our world, that we can sacrifice as we're called to. Not in drudgery or in misery, but in joy and in love and in peace. So we pray for the grace to commit, to follow, to sacrifice. Heavenly Father, Your Son sacrificed it all for us. And He asks us to sacrifice for others. Oh Lord, sometimes this is so hard. But we know that we can all do all things through the power of Your Son. You taught us that if we have faith, like Abraham did, then we can move mountains. So help us to have faith that You will provide for us the graces that we need. Help us to have faith so that we can be committed to follow, to serve, to lead others, so that at some time, hopefully in the near future, we can all together, with one voice, with one heart, praise Your Son, praise You, be filled with Your Spirit. We can bring about the kingdom, and we can revel and celebrate in the kingdom forever and ever. Amen. The song that we're going to sing is a prayer and says, day by day, so we can follow in His way. We can receive His graces. It's number 718 in the hymnal, or of course there's a link that follows this sermon. Thanks everyone. I pray that you have a great week, a week filled with God's grace, with joyful sacrifice, with lifting others up, being lifted up yourself, giving glory to our God forever and ever. Amen.